Now, a leading older people's charity says that inexcusable fuel poverty levels have caused over 2,000 extra deaths among older people in Northern Ireland over the last four winters. Worrying statistic this, one that the Age Sector platform says is the biggest concern for pensioners here. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, gatecrashed the latest meeting of the Pensioners Parliament yesterday to find out how our older people cope with fuel poverty and if they think our politicians are doing a good job when it comes to looking after those who are facing a choice between eating or heating.
Over 500 people, older people last winter, died of the cold. And that's an absolute scandal for a society like ours. And that issue needs to be tackled going forward.
I come from a wee place called Ballyhalbert. And mostly rural areas depend on oil. Now, it has gone down at the minute, but it will go back up again. There's no doubt about that in the future.
What about fuel poverty for yourself? Is it a big issue?
Well, I'm lucky because I live with my daughter. We share the house together. So, I mean, I have her income as well, which is good. But if I hadn't, I don't think I'd be able to manage it all.
How does it impact on yourself on a daily basis?
Very much so. Very, very much so. And really, I used to, when heating set, to come on at different hours. Now I've had to cut that off. Before I go to bed, I switch it on for an hour. If I'm having a bath, it goes for 2-3 hours. But I make sure I switch it off after because I just couldn't afford it anymore.
But I suppose somebody might say, well, everybody's having to feel the pain of these cuts, and why shouldn't pensioners feel it too?
They've been working all their life, and they've paid their tax and insurance. And at the end of the day, it was insurance. What does insurance mean to you? And if you have an accident, you get a feedback from it. So that's the way I look at it in tax and insurance. And at the end of the day, I don't see why they shouldn't help the pensioners out more.
I can tell you exactly how it impacts on me. I got a heating in by the housing executive, and I put at least £60 a week in.
£60 a week?
£60 a week, yes.
And what, is it oil?
No, it's electric.
So you're very angry today?
I'm very angry.
I feel when you have saved up for your retirement, it penalises you from anything else you can get, so it just leaves you struggling. We don't get any grants. You don't get it. The first thing they ask you when you go, are you on any benefit? You say no, they don't want to know you. We feel the ones that used up their money, whatever way they did it, are better off now than us.
Eddie Lynch, you're the Chief Executive of Age Sector Platform, and we're here for the meeting of the Pensioners Parliament in Belfast, solely looking at fuel poverty.
Yes, that's right, Nicola. This is the first time we've had a parliament on one issue, and the reason that has been is because since 2011, fuel poverty has been the number one issue for pensioners right across Northern Ireland. So they're coming together today to look at the issue in more detail, to get more educated on the issue and see what can be done to help more older people stay warm in winter.
And I've been talking to quite a lot of those elderly people. Some of them only have £50 left a month after they pay for their fuel. That's just horrific that elderly people are living in that kind of environment.
Yes, it's shocking, and that's what we have heard when we have had pensioners' parliaments right across Northern Ireland. People are really struggling to keep warm and keep during the winter months. So we're asking government to do a lot more to help older people stay warm because the impact on their health is really quite serious. And that is why today is such an important issue, and the pensioners' parliament wants to see more action taken by government to make sure older people can stay warm and stay healthy.
But Eddie, realistically, is this going to happen? There are cuts being made all over the place, and do you really want pensioners to be a sort of a special case that they're not touched?
Well, we believe that if you look at the statistics and excess winter deaths, it is mainly pensioners who are dying because of the cold. Last year, over 90% of excess winter deaths were people aged over 65, so that's how serious a matter this is. The other thing is that we believe pensioners in Northern Ireland are losing out compared to pensioners in the rest of the UK. There's a scheme called the Warm Home Discount Scheme, which gives £140 to pensioners in low incomes. Northern Ireland is excluded from that scheme, and we think that's unfair. And one of the things the Pensioners Parliament is calling for is to include Northern Ireland in the Warm Home Discount Scheme.
John French, you're from Firmus Energy, and you are one brave man to be walking into this. What could be a lion's pit of pensioners here after your blood?
Well, not at all. I've done the Pensioners Parliament now and spoke at the Pensioners Parliament for 3 or 4 years. It's a great organisation. It's a great opportunity to discuss and get right down to the bottom of energy prices and explain how we can help pensioners.
Pensioners might say you're part of the problem because they want you to bring your prices down.
Well, yes, and if you look at the utility regulator's transparency report that looks at energy prices, Firmus is predominantly a gas company, and our gas prices are amongst the lowest in Europe.
But I would say, if you ask some of the pensioners, they would say they want it lower. And why can you not bring it lower?
Yes, of course, and we would do everything to try and bring the price lower. We are a supply business. We've got two supply businesses, one in the 10 towns, which is the network outside of Belfast, and then we also compete in Belfast. We've got the lowest price in Belfast for gas, and in terms of the 10 towns, it's a separate network. We're regulated by the utility regulator, who look to make sure that we're charging the keenest price possible.
Well, all I can say to you is good luck.
Well, thanks very much.
And I hope that you get out of there alive.
Sure I will.
So the pensioners here are in the middle of the discussions on fuel poverty, but there's also a general election coming up, and I wanted to find out how they feel politicians here are faring when it comes to the issues that mean the most to them. When you listen to our politicians here in Northern Ireland, does it make you want to get up and vote?
No, certainly in Northern Ireland I think it's not good, and I certainly think that the Stormont is a failed place.
No. Quite frankly, at my age, I voted all my life, but they don't encourage me anymore.
What turns you off?
Well, it's the fact that I don't think they're interested in older people. I really don't. I can't see any sign that they're doing very much for the elderly community.
I haven't seen my MP ever. I've never called to my door at any time, even looking for a vote. So I've never, ever seen them, even from the last time there was an election. Haven't seen one round about the place.
Do our politicians inspire your vote?
Not at the moment, no.
Why is that?
There's too much infighting and not enough let's get together and actually work for the good of Northern Ireland.
Well, I care about the general election only because I'm a deeply political animal. But I'm not a deeply political Northern Ireland animal. I want a split society, left, right and centre, if you understand. And quite simply, parties here don't really do that. And one final point, there are far too many of them. Sheffield is a bigger area and city than us, and it's run by 36 councillors. We are overpopulated with councillors and assembly members here. Get rid of half of them.
That's Nicola Weir at the Pensioners Parliament.